A science story, huh?
Is NYU scientist the...
I felt it.
It was that golden moment.
Because science was on my side.
Hey everyone, I'm Ben Lilly, and welcome to the Story Collider, where we bring you true stories of how science has affected people's lives. A quick reminder, we have events coming up in Boston on December 4th, and in New York on November 29th and December 17th. See storycollider.org for more. This week's storyteller is Adam Wade. The story was recorded in October 2012 at Union Hall in Brooklyn. The theme of the event was chemistry.
So I am from New Hampshire. I know. My junior year in high school, my like claim to fame, what I was known for, was at lunchtime, my mother would always pack my lunches and I would get two Twinkies in individual wrappers. And I'd eat one and then I'd make like a big production towards the end of the period of lunch and I'd run around and then I would just... smash the other Twinkie, and like my friends would be like, oh, and then like one of my friend Fetus, he would hold it up like the carnage, and then that was like my thing. I didn't get a lot of girls because of that, go figure. But in my chemistry class, my junior year, my teacher, Mr. Joseph, who looked like a human bowling pin, he was a good guy. He assigned me my lab partner, who her name was Connie Vargas, and she was great. I'm half Greek. I went to church with Connie, and she was just like a really nice girl. And like junior year, like something happened, and like she became a woman, and she looked very much like a Sophia Loren. I mean, she was just like this Mediterranean like beauty, and she was like awesome. And like in my high school, like there was like it didn't matter like if you were pretty, if you were popular, if you were like all the guys wanted you. So, and she wasn't popular, and so like there was like potential, okay? And like we got along really well, and like I was always nervous. I'm still with a woman, but with her, like it was like I knew her, and I was just always very comfortable. And she'd laugh at my bad jokes. She let me copy the labs when we worked together, and like for Christmas, she made me like these Santa cookies. It was awesome. She was a nice girl. So in spring, we had this huge, it was called our spring presentation. We had to work on it for our chemistry class, and I chose what we were going to do, and I know we were in high school, but we did a volcano, and we were going to erupt it with baking soda and vinegar. That was like, it was a level two class. I know it wasn't, okay. So so we built this, and it was nice, I'm like a big scale thing. We were building this, and it was like newspaper shreds, glue, like flour, and we're doing it, and everything was going well. And then we like washed our hands in front of like this big sink, and we're washing them. And she's like, "Oh, you don't know how to wash your hands? Come on," because I had like crap all over. And she started to like wash my hands for me, and it was like the body contact, and then like squeezing and like rubbing the soap. Like a boner, it was like unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Like nothing ever happened like this. And it was like in my life, like three perfect moments. That was one of them. That was the first one. It was a perfect moment. And for like the next 10 seconds, like I was just sitting there. I was like, wow. And it was like the first time like in my life where I liked a girl and I knew the way she was doing that, she liked me back, and it was awesome, and it was just very fulfilling because I had a lot of crushes unrequited, but not this. And then so after that 10 seconds of bliss, I was like in huge panic mode. Like this is not like I was just scared. I was scared of getting what I wanted. And then that night, my mother made meatloaf, and we were eating, and my dad goes, "Anything exciting happened today at school?" And I was like, "If you only knew." So the next lab day, I'm working with Connie. She looks great again. We're talking. And then she starts talking about prom. And she's like, "You know, it's in a month. And, you know, I work at Vista Supermarket. And I'm really worried because, like, right now I don't have a date. I don't have a date right now. But, like, you know, like I have to ask for time off. So, you know, I don't have a date. And like, I knew. It was right there. I'd like to say, oh, I didn't know. I knew what was going on. And again, I was just so scared. And like, I wanted, and like, I just couldn't get it out. Like, yes, would you like to go to the prom? I just couldn't do it. So that weekend, I went golfing with my coach. I was on the golf team, and I was not a very good golfer, but I got along with my golf coach a lot. He was like a teacher in the school, and like I got teachers. I always get along with older people. I was like a teacher's pet, and like I was good. Like I would always golf with him because like he would. I was like his shrink. Like he would tell me all his problems, and I would listen. And then he'd buy me a hot dog on the seventh hole, and everything was copacetic. So he's like going on and on. He's like, the prom's coming up, and my daughter, Lauren, and like his daughter was a freshman, and she was beautiful. Like she was the hottest freshman and popular. I mean, she looked like a young Julia Roberts. And I know what you're saying, like, Jesus, what high school did you go to? And Sophia Loren, all right, come, it's my story. Give me a break, all right? So he's like, I'm just so worried about her. You know, she's such a nice girl, and like, I'm afraid some like young, dumb, full of cum guy's gonna ask her to the prom and knock her up. And he's like sweating, and he's like going on and on. I'm like, So we get to the seventh hole, and it's like little seventh heaven. It's called the little snack stand. And so they got the hot dogs, and then they have like whoopie pies, where like those little chocolate cakes with the vanilla filling. So he buys me all of these, and these are, and then I got Walter's grape juice and soda, and I'm drinking, and I'm eating, and I'm like gonna have like a food orgasm. I'm like, it's a coma. I'm feeling good. I'm vulnerable. And he goes, I got an idea. I go, what? And he's like, why don't you ask Lauren to the prom? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know. He's like, do you have a date yet? I go, no, but, you know. And he's like, listen, I got a proposal. You take her to the prom. You have her home by midnight. Captain of the golf team next year. And I was like, I got no recognition in high school besides smashing the Twinkies, okay? So, like, this would have been, like, a big thing. And this is something I sucked at golf. So, I mean, to be, like, the captain and, like, the whole thing for me and, like my fantasy world was, like, the fall pep rally, like, all the captains of the team would lead their teams out. And, like, with, the golf team, we have our putters. And, like, for me, like, for the senior captain, Adam Wade, and the golf team, like, that was my dream. So I told him, absolutely, I'll do it. Yeah. He's like, all right, great. I go, okay. So that Monday I go to school, and I see Lauren. I'm like, hey, stop. Like, she didn't, like, know who I was, really. I'm like, Lauren, Adam Wade, I'm on the golf team. Your dad, I'm friends. You want to go to the prom with me? And she's like, what? I go, you want to go to the prom with me? She's like, I got to talk to my parents. I go, okay. And she walked away, and in like my head, I'm like, yeah. Go fucking talk to your parents, all right? Hey, baby, he's going to do it. So I called her that night, and I'm like, hey, Lauren, Adam, wait, how you doing? She's like, oh, yeah. I go, you want to go to the prom? And she's like, yeah, I'll go to the prom with you. I mean, I was like, no, that's not like enthusiastic, but I didn't care. Like, captain of golf, I didn't care. So that Tuesday, we have our big presentation. And now it's time. We have everything laid out. The volcano's ready. We have it painted. We got like a little farm, and we got the grass. We got a little plastic cows. It's going to be mass destruction. We got the cone with the bacon soda, top notch. And Connie shows up. And Connie's like dressed up more than she's ever been dressed up. And she's got her hair back, and she's wearing perfume. She's got like makeup on. She looks like incredible. And I'm like, oh, Connie, why are you all dressed up for the volcano, this is great. And she's like, yeah, well, also, and then she gives me this tin, and I'm like, what is this? Oh, you got a movie for me? She's like, no, open it. And I opened up the tin, and it was like little heart-shaped, like brownies. I was like, that's nice. And I go, is this all for the presentation? She's like, no, Adam, will you go to the prom with me? And I was like, I'd love to, Connie, but like, I'm going with Lauren Good. And she's like, do you even know her? And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, yeah. And then it just got really awkward. And then Mr. Joseph, our teacher, he's like, hey, guys, it's your turn. So we go up, and like the explosion goes off, and everything's going off, and we're just sitting there like this, and there's no reaction to us. And I remember we got like a C grade on our presentation. And I remember Mr. Joseph coming up to me after, and he's like, Adam, I wish you had a little bit more enthusiasm for the eruption, kind of like you in the cafeteria when you're smashing the Twinkies. And I was like, all right. So I go to the prom, and it's a shit show. I mean, it's just like I get there, and Lauren just dancing with all the popular kids, and I'm sitting there, and I get the fish, and I order the steak, and I'm like, oh, this isn't a good night. And I look over, and Mr. Joseph is the human bowling pin. He is, like, chaperoning. So I'm like, all right, I got to go get some solace from him. So I walk over. I'm like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Joseph? What's happening? Chemistry. And he's like, you know, you're a little fucking weasel. And I'm like, what? He's like, dude, I've been living vicariously through you all year. Like, I wanted to see a good guy get a good girl. And he's like, why aren't you here with Connie? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm, he's like, oh, and he just, like, walked away. And then, I'm like, thanks for the solace. So I went and sat back at the table, and then, like, I'm watching her dance and continue to dance with other people. And, like, I had this thing, like, in my mind, and I'm like, all right, this is your last chance. And, like, you know Connie's working at the supermarket. You can take the centerpiece of flowers. You can leave right now. She'll find her way home, Lauren. You go to the supermarket. You go to her aisle, you know, the register, and you give her the flowers and say you're sorry and then take her to Friendly's for ice cream. That's my idea of hot stuff. But I didn't do that. Unfortunately, I had Lauren home by 11:15, and when we pulled up, I remember she got out of the car, and she just kind of walked briskly to her door, and I kind of, like, followed her, and the door opened, and Coach was there, and he's like, El Capitan, perfect timing, 11:15, and he gave me, like, this big, big hug, and, like, that was the most action I got on my prom night. So my senior year, we have, like, the pep rally, and this is, like, my moment. This is what was worth all the sacrifice, and we're all lined up, and we got our putters, and they're ready to call us out. And, like, my high school would always do this prank for, like, every, like, once a year to a certain team. And, like, the year before, they did, like, the volleyball team, the girls' volleyball team came out, and they threw knee pads at them because they wear, like, the big knee pads, and, like, that's their sense of humor in my high school. God bless them. So when we walk out, they go, ladies and gentlemen, now the Central High golf team led by Captain Adam Wade, and we go out, and I just get pelted by plastic golf balls. People are just throwing them and laughing, and they're throwing them and laughing, and I'm just getting hit. And, like, I'm looking all around, like, the whole gymnasium, and everybody's laughing. And I look into the senior section, and the second row all the way down, Connie's there, and she's the only one not laughing, and she's just looking at me. And I'm looking at her, and the balls are going off. And, like, I smirk. I don't know what else to do. And she smirks back. And for me, it gave me hope that I'd get a second chance. All right, thank you.
That was Adam Wade. Adam is originally from New Hampshire. He's won the Moth Story Slam 18 times and is a 2-time Grand Slam champion. For the past 3 years, he's been performing the monthly Adam Wade from New Hampshire show at the Theater Under St. Mark's, which has been praised by the New York Times and Time Out New York. Adam is currently a web producer for UNICEF.org. For more science stories, take a look at StoryCollider.org, where we have our magazine, archives of the podcast, and upcoming events. The Story Collider is produced by me, Brian Wecht, and Aaron Barker. The podcast is produced by Rose Eveleth. Additional help from Brooke Williams, Lena Groger, Josh McCall, and Rafaela Benin. The theme music is by Ghost. Special thanks to Union Hall for hosting the show, and to Volcanoes for, you know, erupting. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.